This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Yeah. One now laying down.
We're joined live in studio by Jenny Peterson. She's a personal trainer at ACAC right here in Charlottesville. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Happy December.
Thank you.
Can you believe it's almost 2010?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
It's like being in the Jetsons or something, isn't it? It's like science fiction. I can remember as a kid when the 1990s seemed like a big deal. Like, yeah, the 1990s.
Yeah, and it took forever. Like, time just went lollygagged around. It was easy, and now it's like warp speed.
Yeah, totally. It's amazing. So let's start with a 101. Where are you from? How'd you end up in Charlottesville?
I'm originally from West Virginia and traveled around for years with a military spouse. And he ended up here at NJIC, and that's how we landed here.
There you go. So when did you get here?
Been here for 5 years. Yeah.
And you like
it? And that's gone by fast. I love Charlottesville.
Did you say you were traveling around with a military spouse? Where'd you go?
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't you go?
Yeah, that's a better idea. California, Indiana, Georgia, Europe, France, Germany.
Where was your favorite?
Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
You were stationed in Paris. Wow.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a hardship tour.
That's great. So tell me about how you end up as a personal trainer at ACAC.
I've been in fitness for 25 years. Started out back with the Jane Fonda era and the aerobics and aerobics.
The leg warmers.
The leg warmers, the headband, yep. The thongs. That's gone. And so just traveled around and always worked in fitness. It was a great occupation to have while you travel because you could uproot and go. And
yeah.
I moved here. I was actually working as a pastry chef at the Boar's Head and just joined ACAC as a member. And I had been out of fitness just for a couple years and just loved what I saw and kind of just made a cursory inquiry and said, are you hiring?
Really?
Yeah.
What complimentary pursuits, a pastry chef and a physical fitness trainer. They go so well together.
They do. They do.
It's a yin and yang, is it not?
It's I call it job security, actually. So.
Now, being a pastry chef, what's your favorite part about that? Just experimenting with new things?
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I like new things, but I'm pretty traditional. It's just really great ingredients and showing people that you don't need a lot of, twists. Sometimes you don't need a lot of different tastes and everything just to go, wow, that's great. Yeah.
What's your best pie?
I heard you talking about the pies earlier.
Oh, yeah. I'm the pie guy.
I just made some killer apple pie. I make some good apple pies. Probably the best. Yeah.
Neat. So let's talk about staying fit in the holidays. This is that time of year when everybody starts to think about it. Mm-hmm. And because your house is full of stuff it's usually not full of. I mean, there's loads and loads of carbs and sugar, which is fat. And we have bodies that have existed. You know, these bodies evolved over tens of thousands of years. And these bodies are programmed to store fat in anticipation of famine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we this idea that we have food, plentiful food, is new in human history. We've had to struggle. And mm-hmm. and for most of human history, people have starved. Ready available food. So we are programmed to stay fat. Our bodies like that. It's security. It's safe. And yet we live in a culture where it's like, oh my God, you know, it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
No fat at all. So what should we be keeping in mind as we move into this season?
I think you made a really interesting comment when you started your commentary there. You said, this is the time of year that we all start to think about it. And I think that's a really interesting point because, you know, frankly, if you start thinking about the other 11 months of the year, it really shouldn't be a big deal at this point. So we really encourage people to not just focus on the 1 month of the year, but to get involved and get in a groove for the other 11 months.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get here, you can kind of lighten up a little bit and not worry about it so much.
And just make it part of your regular routine and not a holiday routine.
Exactly.
Or, for most people, a post-holiday routine.
Yeah, Coy, and I think you mentioned January and getting your act together. Yeah.
That's my big grumble, actually, because I do work out. I work out a lot at ACAC downtown.
Yes.
And my big grumble is in January when it fills up with people. You can't move in there. It fills up because so many people are like, well, now when I'm going. And I need to get over that because, you know, it's actually exciting that more people are here.
It is. And your problem, though, is that, darn it, you've been there for 11 months and you paid your dues. And who are these new people?
Yeah.
But you're right. It should be very exciting because we should go, this is great. And, you know, really, when everybody gets into the groove of the gym and they find their way around, no one's bumping into each other that much anymore.
Yeah.
But, yes, we need to embrace these people and take them under our arms and
We're talking with Jenny Peterson of ACAC. She's a personal trainer. I'm curious, what do you hear from the clients you work with and the folks that you help train? And what's the biggest complaint this time of year?
Oh, just exactly what you said. It's just the parties and the food, and you're ungrateful if you don't accept the big basket of cookies from your aunt or a coworker.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because that is such a traditional offering, and everybody wants to do that because it's expected. So, I mean, they do have strategies, and what is good with the people who are clients of personal training, we have interventions before, we learn things before they get to this point. But, you know, I had a client today who was getting ready, a friend was flying in, and she was going out, and it was like, what are you going to do? What's your plan? And so she had to verbalize, she had a plan. She was going to have this before she had this, before she had this.
Yeah. Well, there's so many more, much more grazing that goes on, whether even at the workplace, there's just junk everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who, they don't care. They don't want to work out. They just want to eat. But hopefully, you know, we're having more and more people who are making the decision that, hey, you know what? It's not a huge deal to be fit. That's how I feel. It's not a huge deal. It's actually pretty simple. It's like doing well in school. It doesn't take some huge life change. It's just a little bit every day.
It's a little bit every day, and it's also a habit. And I think in American culture now, we have this mentality that if it doesn't happen now and it's not easy, we don't want it. We're a very instant gratification society.
Yeah.
And if you're not already fit, like, you're already fit. And so for you,
I'm trying.
He's fit, folks. It's a robot kind of mentality. You're like, this is what I do. But someone who hasn't developed those habits, it can be a struggle.
And I will tell you, you know when you develop the habit when you haven't gone and you start to feel guilty.
And see, in that,
like, if I miss a certain number of days and I haven't been to the pool to swim a few laps, I feel bad.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's, I mean, we like that, you know? And there's also the other side of the coin, people who exercise too much, which is a little bit more rare, but it does happen.
So tell me some advice you can give people to get to that routine, to get to that point where it is a habit and it is, you know, it's just part of what you do. It's not something you're constantly thinking, oh, I got to go. Or you move the gym bag closer to the front door. One day I'm going to pick that up and go to the gym.
And you know what? And that's it. We do tell people, on those days you don't feel like coming, just walk in the front door. And if you walk in the front door, I guarantee you, you're going to do something. So even if you're at work and you're sitting there, oh, I'm not going to have time to go to the gym today. If you'll just walk out the front door. Just move. Go somewhere else. Get away from where you're doing. And one of the things we see, too, is especially among women, is they don't prioritize themselves. It's not okay for them to just go exercise because they have to take care of, you know, Johnny and Susie. And so everybody else comes first. And then at the end of the day, they're like, they don't have time for themselves.
They never have time for me.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. They don't. They would love to make time for themselves, but they can't do it.
So they can. They have to. You have to get a different mindset to just go, it's okay to take care of me, because if I take care of me, then everybody else is going to be better. I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to feel better about myself. You know, you're going to get more done if you have more energy.
And what a wonderful gift a spouse could give to give the person they love is, whether it's a gym membership, and I'm not doing a commercial here, but whether it's time, even just time.
Time.
Hey, I'm going to guarantee you some time every week to go do for you.
And that's huge. Even more so than... You know, the gym membership sometimes can be careful for spouses, husbands, because sometimes, unless they specifically ask for it, it can be construed a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've
had that happen.
Really?
When it wasn't appreciated initially.
So the wife, for example, might take it the wrong way.
But if they ask for it, give it to them. Give them that time. Give them those personal training sessions. Give them that gym membership. Because it is going to be better for everybody.
Jenny Peterson is a personal trainer at ACAC, where she works with clients to help make them fit. Now, I'm curious, when you actually get down, you work with somebody, and I'm sure you'll be working with a whole lot of new people come January. A lot of people head into the gym after the holidays. There's the cardiovascular, but there's also the strength stuff. And I think one of the things we've learned over the last few years is that you need to do more than just the treadmill. That's not enough. And you can actually, if you really want to lose weight, you might even be better off with the weights than the treadmill.
Yeah, it's a great to strike a balance. We call those people cardio junkies, who get so stuck on the treadmills and that they never touch a weight. And we need to have balance. We know, you're right, strength training is the fountain of youth. The research is through the ceiling on it. The stronger you are, you have better joint stability, you have better carriage, your posture gets better, and you're not going to get that from a cardio machine. So you need to strengthen the muscles so that you don't lose that mass. And I hate to tell everybody this, but y'all lose muscle mass every year after, some people say 20 years old, some people say 30, but you got to rebuild it by pushing some iron.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the research also shows that you can really delay or, you know, significantly postpone any onset of osteoporosis.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, mental problems that you might have as you start to gray and as you start to get older, mm-hmm. if you have a regular workout routine.
Yeah, and I think
so
the biggest,
this isn't just about staying pretty.
It's not aesthetic. It's not at all. It's about not becoming frail. And I think if you see a lot of older people, they're very hunched over. They're afraid to fall. And so if you're stronger, you're going to be able to do more cardio if you're stronger in the first place, because your body will be able to support yourself longer.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really huge, and the research is, you know, all over the place.
Yeah. I will say ACAC is one of the first places that I've worked out, because I've belonged to a bunch of gyms through my life, but it's the first place I've worked out where I'm actually working out alongside older people.
Yeah, it's great.
And I actually, at 43, I find that very encouraging. Mm-hmm. And really cool to see some of these folks in there pushing some weights and lifting
yeah.
weights and doing things that these folks are, they're like in their 70s, you know, and maybe even 80s. And it's really cool. It's a neat community.
And we had a representative, one of the fitness industry equipment developers, and they made a comment when they saw ACAC that they were amazed at how many people were actually on the strength floor, because so few gyms that they go into, do they see that? And the older people especially, so, like you just mentioned.
Yeah. So any final parting thoughts for the good folks as they head into the holidays, the land of carbohydrates and sugars and booze and
yeah, moderation.
Big meals.
Yeah, moderation. You know, focus on the other 11 months of the year and, you know, get through the holidays, be prudent. 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and get out the front door and start in January if that's your goal date, start in January and start focusing then. So come Thanksgiving next year, you'll be just living large and not worried
about
it.
You'll be buff. There you go. Jenny Peterson, she's a personal trainer at ACAC. Happy holidays and thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.